Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, just go to ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out all about it there, including how to buy the book, which is available hardback and digital. And the digital is on Amazon. We also have a digital copy on our website. And you can get an autographed copy from our website. So check that out, ageofthecustomer.com. The Idea-Driven Organization is a new book by Alan Robinson, Dr. Alan Robinson, and Dr. Dean Schroeder, the two authors who also authored Ideas Are Free back about, 10 years ago, Alan?
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, so welcome back. We're glad to have you back. And, you know, Alan, you were giving us some telling us a little bit about some of the companies that you observed.
Sure.
And some of the things that they did. I want you to finish that up because I got another question for you that you probably are surprised that I'll ask you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, the story that springs to mind as sort of the iconic story about small businesses and tapping small ideas was Martin Adelson at Boardroom. You know that when he had 35 people, he was wondering how to get his company to the next level, and he invited Peter Drucker, you know, the Economist magazine said that guy was the only serious management guru of the last century. And he invited this great guy. The man came out, spent a day at his company, and he said, he gave him one piece of advice, and he said, you need to set up a system to tap your frontline people's ideas. And that was when he had 35 people. And Martin Adelson did that. And over the next 10 years, he built an organization. People study that study his organization from all over the world.
Wow.
He gets 104 ideas implemented per person per year. His sales, which is his measure of productivity per employee, 7 times the industry average. Not 7%,
wow.
7 times. And so what's driving that is, and this is something we established, you know, it was original research in our book, is that 80% of the potential for improvement lies in frontline ideas, and if it's not a 5% thing, it's a, you know, you quadruple your ability to improve and actually also to innovate if you are able to seriously tap these ideas. And to do that, you need good processes and good leadership. There's some things to know, and that's what we cover in our book.
Well, yes, and the thing that you have to do, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, you've just got to believe that you hired someone not just for their ability to be productive,
right,
but for their ability to think, to reason, and to make deductions and to look at implications and imagine what could be. And if you've hired them, you've got them on duty, they're here, they're in front of you, they're doing their job. But you could enlist their ability to think, as I just said, all the things I just said, and benefit from that. As I said, it's not even low hanging fruit; it's laying on the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a great metaphor. I've never heard that one before, but I'm going to use that myself from now on. Yeah, it's very low hanging fruit, and it's big.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Have you noticed? Did you measure anything where this idea-driven phenomenon that you're talking about or practice, did it take a hit after 2008? I'm concerned that companies, especially large companies, focus so much on survival after 2008 that they pull the decision making, they pull the budgets up, a lot of the people who used to be who with their brain trust were no longer with the company, they retired early or whatever. I'm concerned that we lost a lot of momentum after 2008 with regard to what you're talking about. What do you think?
I think it's a great question. I think it was an inflection point. I think it sorted out real leaders from also-rans. I saw You know, as many companies saying, oh, no, no, we got to take back control and put in all these silly cuts and money, you know, saving things that really were cutting bone and not muscle or even fat.
Right.
And then I saw another type of leader, and years ago I'm thinking of Jack Sack and the Great Game of Business. There's another leader who says, you know, what do I need to do here? And they turn to their people and they redouble their efforts because of the recession. And, you know, one of those that springs to mind was Hickory Chair down in North Carolina, you know, one of the most profitable furniture, you know, companies in the country. And while all the other furniture companies were outsourcing and sending to China and cutting and, this person turned to his people and said, I need your ideas. Here's what we got to get done. I need your ideas. If we can get this done, we'll be okay. So I think you're right. I think a lot of people would have dropped something like this, but the people who really understood the power in it, remember 80% of your improvement potential, they turned to it.
I'm going to predict, Alan, that we're not going to know which companies really fit into those two categories you just mentioned until the economy picks up and people have other places to go to work. And I think you'll see the people who practiced the good practices like you were describing will keep their people, and the people who didn't will lose their people. And I think there'll be a price to pay for some of the activity that I've seen in the past out there. What do you think?
Yes, certainly to document that on a national basis, I agree with you. But, you know, I work with companies
Alan, that should be your next book. I just gave you an idea for your next book. Hey, Alan, you want to give us a website, please?
www.ideadriven.com. Lots of information about
that's
how to
the
do this.
Website for the Idea Driven Organization book. Hey,
ideadriven.com.
Come back soon.
I sure will. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.